Utah's deal with the effects of the federal government shutdown, a couple of state legislators propose raising the legal smoking age to 21, and Mitt Romney speaks at the University of Utah. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, October 3rd. I'm Brian Grimmett. The federal government shutdown is delaying and even stopping some lenders from finalizing home loans. With the Internal Revenue Service closed for business, lenders are unable to obtain borrowers' tax transcripts, which is a vital step in approving a mortgage. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which processes rural home loans, is closed as well. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Babs DeLay is the principal broker and owner of Urban Utah Homes and Estates. She says lenders, buyers, and sellers are panicked.
You know, it's the end of the month. We have a lot of people closing on their transactions. They have interest rates locked in. And if their lenders haven't pulled their tax returns for buyers, then we can't close on a seller's property or we can't close on a buyer's loan.
DeLay says she's already been through one government shutdown in her career, and this is how it ends.
Their fees are going to go up. The time is going to lapse where their loans have locked in. It's not great for the consumer one way or the other.
After the economic recession, many lenders started requesting tax transcripts directly from the IRS to validate a borrower's information. Most mortgage originators, including brokers, smaller banks, and credit unions, sell mortgage loans to large banks like Chase or Wells Fargo, who require tax transcripts from the IRS. Brandon Hansen is the chief financial officer for Bank of Utah.
We could close the loan, put it on our books, wait until IRS is back open, and then validate those tax transcripts. But until those big lenders change their guidelines, it does choke off finance for many Americans.
Government lenders like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac do not require the tax transcript from the IRS. Hansen says Bank of Utah has the ability to sell some mortgage loans directly to those lenders, so many of his borrowers won't experience delays. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
An Ogden-based credit union is trying to help federal employees from Hill Air Force Base and the Internal Revenue Service who've been furloughed. Diana Windley is the Vice President of Marketing and Communication at the Golden West Credit Union.
Definitely, we want to be a partner with them, helping them in any way that we can through something that they are dealing with that is no fault of their own.
Windley is concerned that credit union members affected by the federal shutdown could have problems making loan payments and satisfying other financial obligations. She says the credit union officials will handle every situation on a case-by-case basis. She's not aware of phone call requests for loan assistance or budget consultations so far, but the shutdown continues, that may change.
I would be surprised if by the end of the week this hasn't been resolved, that we aren't getting those phone calls.
Windley says the credit union's goal is to help people in a timely manner, and each branch will increase staffing if needed to handle large volumes of requests.
Navajo Nation President Ben Shelley says the federal government shutdown is an opportunity for tribal government to exercise true sovereignty. Shelley issued a statement yesterday acknowledging that many tribal programs receive federal funds, and an extended shutdown could cause problems. But the Navajo Nation's government is functioning and tribal parks are still open. They include Monument Valley and Four Corners.
Republican State Representative Craig Powell of Heber City is writing a bill that would raise the legal age for purchasing cigarettes in Utah from 19 to 21. Now, this would be the highest age limit in the country, and he admits there may be a negative short-term economic impact.
It really seems to me that I have to take a broader view as a legislator and act in the public interest. I understand that there could be some loss of revenue, but that's a revenue that's occurring right now for a very small segment of society that is imposing huge costs on the rest of society, our taxpayers, and our medical system.
Powell is working with Republican Senator Stuart Reed of Ogden, who plans to introduce identical legislation in the Senate. Powell believes the current national age limit of 21 for the purchase of alcohol gives his bill some added strength.
A judge has ruled that Dr. John Brickman Wall will stand trial for aggravated murder and the death of his ex-wife, Udavon Schwadler. Third District Judge Robin Reese made the decision after hearing 2 days of testimony from witnesses and medical and forensic experts. Wall will enter a plea to the charges in a hearing scheduled for October 21st. Police say a woman in North Logan tried to kill herself by making the poison ricin from castor beans. She survived, but her home is contaminated. The Utah National Guard has been called in to help decontaminate the apartment complex where she lived. Ricin can be deadly in very small amounts. The family living upstairs from her was taken to the hospital to be checked out, but they've been released. The man charged with killing Draper Police Sergeant Derek Johnson asked doctors and nurses not to save him. Court documents show Timothy Walker wrote a note to hospital staff expressing remorse for his actions and telling them not to resuscitate him. He couldn't talk because he'd shot himself in the jaw. Walker is charged with aggravated murder. A woman who was with him at the time was also shot. She's facing an obstruction of justice charge. 24 people have applied to serve on the board that will oversee a property trust in two communities dominated by a polygamous church. Third District Judge Denise Lindberg will select 5 to 7 people to serve on the board of the United Effort Plan, the trust that holds most of the property in Hilldale, Utah, and Colorado City, Arizona. The state took control of the trust 8 years ago after the leaders of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints were accused of looting it for their own benefit. Members of the church had pledged their property to the trust as part of their religious commitment. And finally, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney told students at the University of Utah yesterday he wouldn't have shut down the government to win a standoff with Congress. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Romney told a small gathering at the business school that he would reach across party lines to build new partnerships while pressuring his party to stay in line. Romney also said he believes the world is getting warmer and that human activity contributes to the problem. But he says climate change is a global problem that needs a global campaign to deal with it. And that is your KUVR News Pod for Thursday, October 3rd. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUVR.org. Follow us on Twitter at KUVR News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.